It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day is brought to us by Victoria Shaw.
John chapter 3 verse 16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." During this season, we hear stories and lessons about God sending his Son Jesus into the world. Jesus came from heaven to be among his people, to get alongside us and teach us how to live like him. Jesus set the perfect example. He taught us how to love one another. Throughout the Bible, we see how Jesus demonstrated his love. He fed the hungry, he healed the sick, he got to know the outcasts. But the greatest demonstration of his love was a sacrifice he made on the cross. When God sent Jesus to earth, he had purpose for this. It was ultimately to save us from our sins, the wrong that we do. Jesus was the only one who could pay the price for our sins because he is perfect and without sin. He died on the cross so that we could be forgiven and receive his love forever. He was willing to do this for us because he loved us so much. Jesus gives the command in John chapter 13, verse 34, "Love one another as I have loved you." God intends for us to have his love for those around us. In loving God, you receive his love for others. You care about the things the people you love care about. It is the same with God, but it all starts with simply being loved by him. Jesus has given us this task. While we are here on earth, we are to show God's love to others through our actions, thoughts and speech. We can come to look to Jesus as an example on how to show love, and we should replicate this in our everyday lives. Of course, we will not be perfect because we are only human. We may grumble some days and not get on with everyone, but through God's power and help, we can be used to share his love. This Christmas, we can look forward to coming together. It is important in the midst of the busyness of the Christmas period to look out for those around us. Coming together and showing God's love this Christmas might look like a coffee catch-up, helping someone carry their Christmas shop to their car, or sending a Christmas card. Take a moment now to think how you are going to share God's love this Christmas and reflect on the greatest gift that we have been given.